So you get a donation, nice big donation for your shul, and you buy, and I'll pick what you want to buy, you buy siddur. So you buy, this is 1970, and you buy the fanciest siddurim in 1970, I don't know what they were, but you get these beautiful siddurim. About 20 years later, let's say, now your shul wants to upgrade, let's say, to art scroll. So what do? You have all these siddurim, which have everyone's name in it, who donated these siddurim. Can you just get rid of this siddurim and take new siddurim? Or I'll give you another example. You have a huge, base Knesset, which has Al Shem Goldstein on the front. And now, 20 years later, you want to rebuild the base Medrash. And now Goldstein has no more money to give you. So now you want to make it Al Shem, Yankelovich. So now, can you get rid of Goldstein's name and just put Yankelovich on the new base Medrash? Happens all the time. What's the halach? So the Shulchan Aruch starts in Kuf Nun Gimel, Yud Dalet, says, case that Reuven, it says he wants to donate Karka to build a base Knesset, and the Gentiles don't really want it to be built. So they want to change what it was used for. In other words, he gave money for X. You can't build X for whatever reason, so you want to change the money from, instead of being used for X, it's going to be used for Y. Another different Kodesh use. That's the case. So, or, let's say Reuven just says, okay, look, just give me my money back. If it's not going to be used for X, can I just have my money back? So, Reuven Amar, I died to the Hachi Lo Nadar. Reuven says, I didn't give the money for this purpose. Lo Matzi Reuven Hadarbe. Reuven can't retract the money. The im Reuven lo haya darsham hayachon lishnosa. The im mibnei osa ir einam rasham lishnosa imu omid v'tzavach. Elim kain yeshcham chaver ir duchoman the osia daite di day osi. In other words, if Reuven donates something for a shul, and it's supposed to be used, let's say, for a base Knesset, and for some reason it can't be used for a base Knesset, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if Reuven is a member of that town, in other words, he's a member of the shul, let's make it simple, he's a member of the shul cannot switch its use without Reuven's permission. Reuven may not be able to get his money back so fast, but the shul can't change its use. Nice halacha. The problem is that in Yaradeya, it seems to say the exact opposite of that. In Yaradeya, in Reish Nun Test Beis, it says, Stokos shenisnavdu v'tzorach beis Knesset, or v'tzorach beis olamin, yecholin b'nei ha'ir l'shnosam. The people of the town could just switch it. In other words, you wanted to get siddurim. The shul has a million siddurim. It wants to use it for chumashim. It could just switch it. It doesn't even need your permission. Even if the Bailam are saying, what in the world? I don't need chumashim. I only wanted siddurim. I want something that's going to be used every day, shachris min chamarev, that is the halacha, you are allowed to switch it. So you seem to have a shulchan aruch, you seem to have a stira between aruch chayim and yaradeya. You donate for siddurim, can you switch it for chumashim? Yes or no? So the answer that is given, I saw brought down in Tztakul Mishpat, in Tess Chaf Beis, he brings down in the name of the Chachmas Adam, that it depends what you say when you give the money. If you just donate the money without any, caveat involved, you say you want it to be for siddurim, but you don't say, well, if you can't really buy it for siddurim, then I want my money back. Unless you say that, unless you give an explicit condition in your donation, then the community could use it for whatever they want. However, if you give a specific, caveat, a condition, you make the gabbai sign and make all the gabbaim sign, to make sure that it's not going to be switched unless you agree, unless you make such a declaration, then the gabbaim are allowed to switch it for whatever you want. Fine. And that's only assuming, of course, that the gabbaim are going to use it for another kodesh purposes. They can't take your money for siddurim and buy kichos for the kiddush or soda for your shalashudis purposes. It has to be for a kodesh use. Assuming they're going to use it for another kodesh use, that would be fine unless you specifically designate that you do not give them permission. Fine. So we answered up our two stiras in Shulchan Aruch. and you're allowed to, that seems pretty clear. But now what about our question? I have our question, where you donate something to a shul, and now either the item is now not the newest quality, or they want to get an updated version of the sitter, can you change it? So Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Tes Gimel of Yerideya, has a different halach. It says, Yisrael Shis Nadiv Ner O Menorah LeBeis Knesses. So sounds like our case. You donate a ner or a menorah to the shul. You have this nice fancy silver menorah. Im nishtakei Hashem ba'aleha me'aleha, she'enu nikris al shemo, yichol natzibur l'shnoso afilu l'dover rishus. In other words, it was always called Goldstein's menorah. For years, everyone remembers Goldstein. He was one of the founders of the shul. You donate the menorah. It's called Goldstein's menorah. 10 years later, Goldstein's gone. Goldstein moved to the Five Towns years ago. You know, he definitely is gone from the shul. But his menorah still remains. Eventually, it becomes known as the silver menorah, not as Goldstein's menorah. Once Goldstein loses his name from the menorah, according to Shulchan Aruch, then the tzibur could get rid of it. And you know what they could do with that menorah? Afilu l'davar hirshus. They could use the menorah to light up, I don't know, the back of the shul. Nothing to do with mitzvos. You could do it, change it, whatever you want, as long as Goldstein's name is gone. However, if Goldstein's name is still on it, so it seems pretty clear from this Shulchan Aruch that as long as your name still is on the item, now what about your sitter? Your sitter from 1970 has still got the very, you know, still has your little sticker in the front. It hasn't ripped off yet. And it says it's Goldstein's sitter. Goldstein donated it in honor of his parents, in honor of his grandparents. So now you seemingly are not allowed to get rid of this sitter, to update it. You can't sell the siddurim to get new siddurim. So what are you going to do? How does every shul update all their siddurim? What's pshat? No? So there's no really good answer. It's a really bit of a downer, but listen to this. So the Tzedaka U'Mishpat, which is Reb Bloy, who was the authority on Choshen Mishpat, he has a 10-volume set on Choshen Mishpat. In addition to that set, there's also a sefer called Tzedaka U'Mishpat, in which he talks about Hilchos Tzedaka and Beis Knesses. And in it he writes, listen to this question. It says, Yesh L'ayin, Misha Tara Menorah Ushar Tashmish Beis Knesses. Exactly our case. You donated, let's say, a menorah or something to a shul, and the Kvar Avru Kamashanim, and now the Gabayim want a fancier menorah. They want a gold menorah, not a silver menorah. Can you just update it without their permission? So he says the best thing to do is get Goldstein to donate the gold menorah also. He says, but let's say Goldstein's done. Goldstein doesn't want to donate any more gold menorah. What can you do? So he says if it's got his still name on it, he says, what are you going to do? They don't want to use the junky one. However, he says, if it's still known as Goldstein's menorah, you have no luck. There's no options. What are you going to do? But he says, it doesn't make sense. He says, says, I'm going to come up with a way that you can get rid of it and change it to a gold menorah and chuck Goldstein's name. You know why? He says, Chol sheniru v'tzibur sheyesh makom v'menorah noa yoser. If it looks like the tzibur feels that they need an updated menorah, it's as if the old one is broken. Chiddush. Even though the old one works perfectly fine, it's just silver. He says, it's as if Goldstein's menorah goes in the garbage, because it's broken, because since this shul feels it needs a higher level menorah, that old one is considered broken. Lefizeh, he says, surely if Goldstein's not in the city, or Goldstein's dead, he says, sheyesh omrim dechashiv kishnishtakeh, it says, if Goldstein's name is gone, and you could change it to whatever you want, and he says, v'lo matzasi b'divrei haposkim. I never saw any rabbi touch on this topic. Then he says, and we'll end with this, he refers you to a few pages earlier, where he quotes from Rev Vosner. And listen to what he says about Rev Vosner. He says, Rav Shevet Alevi, he says, and he quotes Simon Reshei. I couldn't find it in Simon Reshei, Chilk Aleph. So I have to try to track down where he's referring to. But I guess he's referring to one of his other 8 volumes of Rav Shevet Alevi, Simon Reshei. If anyone finds it to me, you can let me know. But Neshevet HaLevi, he quotes, says, our case about the shul. Let's say you build a base knesset. It's not only a menorah. You donate the whole shul. It's known as Goldstein Shtibel. Goldstein moves away. It's now you want to update the shtibel. Do you have to keep Goldstein's name? Now, can it be, does it have to be Goldstein Yankelovich's shtibel? Or can it be just now Yankelovich's shtibel? He says, same thing. You would have thought if it's still known as Goldstein's shtibel, you can switch it. But he says, Vaday yesh kan umdna demukach shaloy hakavanas hagabayim sheshem atarmim yishar ola mamish. When the Gabayim accepted that money from Goldstein, it was implicit in the agreement to Goldstein that, look, your name stays on it as long as we don't need an update. But when we need to update the shul, we never accepted your donation. We never gave you the permission to have your name on this shul forever. Big chiddush, and he says, therefore he says, Mikom makom kayemez zuchus atarma rishonim sheshom zuchus bebinin achonish v'yeslahashkir shmon. He says, at least mention the name of Goldstein somewhere in the new shul. So the new shul could be called Yankelovich's shtibel, but as long as you have a big plaque on the wall which says formerly Goldstein shtibel. That seems to be the psak. Halacha l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch seems pretty clear. You can't switch it. Piskei Choshen seems to be saying that tzadok l'mishpat, that's a little bit impractical. It's unclear how you're going to do that. You have to come up with some fancy reason. It's as if the original donation lost out its term, and therefore you could switch it, and just as long as you mention the old person's name.